Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi. I have a question about I have an order I just received, and I need to return an item. I didn't realize I had ordered it twice. So,
can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Yep, it's O'Hare. It's O-H-A-Y-E-R.
And your zip code?
40222.
Thank you. And I do see that you have a lot of orders with us. So would you happen to have the account number or order number?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I did find the order number on your website, but it doesn't match any of the order numbers that I've gotten on the invoices here. I'll give you the one. It's the Deep Space Nine and USS Defiant book. I haven't unwrapped the plastic or anything from it.
Okay.
Because it's a duplicate. But it's 9-0-0-0-0-28-151.
Thank you. And can you confirm the first name associated with the order?
James.
And the address?
8300 Aldridge Way, Apartment 3, Louisville, Kentucky, 40222.
And then finally, the email address?
James _14_@hotmail.com.
Okay, and I see that this is the order for the Star Trek Deep Space Nine, the Section 31 Hu Yi class, and the Mat-Ha class Klingon Raptor.
Yes, the Deep Space Nine, I think that's a book, right?
I can't tell. I'd have to pull it up on the website to be able to take a look and see exactly what that is.
Okay, I believe it is just from what... the weird thing is, like I was saying, none of the... That's the order number on the website, but it doesn't match any of the order numbers on the, because I got four different boxes here, and it doesn't match the order number on any of the invoices. It's kind of odd because none of them have item numbers or descriptions or anything on the bottom. Like, that section is completely blank on all four of them.
Okay.
So I don't know which one it is, but... Anyway, I just picked them up today at the post office, because for some reason they wouldn't deliver or leave them all at my apartment. But my other question, because are you located in Pennsylvania still, or are you in Jeffersonville, Indiana?
Jeffersonville, Indiana is the location of the new fulfillment / return facility. And in fact, I can go ahead and send you an email really quickly with the return address and return instruction. And let's see here. And I did pull up that Deep Space Nine or that item on the website, and I did find out that was the book that you were referring
yes.
to. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Yo, thank you. I was just trying to figure out which one of these. Oh, wait, that's got a total on it. That might be able to help me figure out which one of these orders it was. All right.
The order number that you gave me is the order number that pulled up the order for the Star Trek Deep Space Nine, the Section 31 Hu Yi class, and the Mat-Ha class Klingon Raptor.
Yes, that should be the one. Like I was saying, if you guys want a copy of the invoice, I'm just trying to figure out, because I don't have a 8151 ending in any of these orders. So, but I could just write that on, I guess.
And let's see here. And I have sent that email to your email address, and I can wait for you to verify receipt of the email. That's not a problem. And the subject of the email reads Eagle Moss return address. And I also included your account number. So if you include that account number, then that would be specific that would be specific to this exact order. Although the order number that you have that you did give me, I mean, that is specific to this order.
Okay. All right. I did get the email. All right. That's good. Oh, 034. That one. Where is it? Okay. Yeah, here it is right here. 6490 was the total. Okay. That's okay. Yeah, the order. The number and the account number got kind of switched on that.
Oh, okay.
But I've got that there. Okay. So I'll send that back with to that. And my only other question, just because I am in Louisville, Kentucky, and that address is literally 15 minutes from me. Is there any kind of is there any way, I mean, I could literally drop that off at that address there. Is there any way for me to do that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I'm not aware of there being any way for anyone to just show up at the fulfillment facility, and drop off a package. I mean, I hope I wouldn't get in trouble for saying, you know, that. I mean, if you have the address, just say hypothetically, you have the address and you're willing to drive there, and you just decide, hey, I'm just going to drive there. And then you show up and then you find out, you know, is there a front door with a receptionist where I can drop a package off? And if that's the case, and you're able to go in and drop the package off, cool. If not, then you just wasted your time. But it could have been, because I sometimes like to go drive for fun, because I find my car to not only just be for, you know, the purpose of just running errands and, you know, doing boring things. Sometimes I like to get in my car and just drive for fun. So if you're one of those people like me who like to just drive for fun, if you don't mind and you drive to that address, and you find that there's a way for you to drop your stuff off there, you know, we can't stop you. I don't think there's any type of, like, you know, fencing around the property with, you know, razor wire on the top of the fence, like a, you know, some kind of secured facility or anything with security guards. You know? So I think that, you know, you could show up there, but it's not, but, you know, as a customer service agent, I can honestly let you know that it's not something that we don't invite people to just randomly show up at the warehouse location. That's not something that we do. So
that's all right.
Yeah. But I mean, I said, if you were curious, you know, curious George, and you just wanted to drive there yourself and see how it goes. I mean, there's not, we can't stop you, I'm saying, you know, it's not something that we're never told to advise a customer, you know, well, if you live, you know, near the place, just go ahead and just drive on over and drop it off. That's fine. That's not something that we're ever told to tell a customer. But again, like I mentioned, if you had never talked to me, if you had never spoken with me and you just got in your car and drove to that address, I mean, you wouldn't be breaking any laws, and no one's going to call the cops and have you arrested. I mean, the most they could say is, you know, sir, we don't accept, you know, customers just randomly showing up. Sorry.
Yeah.
That would be the most that would happen. It would be an inconvenience for you. But if you had fun driving there, you know, like I mentioned, driving, sometimes it's fun to drive for fun, just for something to do and to enjoy the vehicle that you've paid so much money for. you know, and have that,
Thank you.
I mean, that's what the way I look at it. You know, I paid a lot of money for this car. I'm going to get out there on the road and I'm going to find me somewhere, you know, go get on the interstate, put the pedal to the metal and have a little bit of fun with it as long as it's safe. And like, I usually only would do that in the very middle of the night, like between 1 and 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, when I know that, you know, I'm not going to be endangering anybody's life or anything like that. If I do 90 miles an hour, you know, I'm not a crazy person. I'm just, you know, having fun. It's not a racetrack, I know. And if I get caught, I'm the one that's going to get subjected to the ticket.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it wouldn't be a middle of the night thing. It's literally 10 minutes away from my. It's like the Ohio River and Louisville. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. So I mean, if you Googled that and then like Louisville, Kentucky, like that's literally like. Anyway, yeah, it's. I'm just glad there's somewhere that ships closer than Pennsylvania.
So. Oh yeah, I was just letting you know that I don't get out on the, you know, I don't go out at like in midday traffic and drive like a madman. I was just, you know, trying to explain my case for driving for fun. And sometimes it's fun to get out there when it's safe and, you know, have a little fun driving. But outside of all of that, I mean, you know, if you want to mail the package, that would probably be the best way to go. I mean, as a customer service representative,
yeah,
I would have
I'll
to say that would be, you know, what I am allowed to say is that you would want to mail the package for your return. So that would be the thing to do, you know, and hopefully the postage won't be very much to send it back.
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's one of those pre-order things, and I ordered it a while ago, and you guys have a lot going on with your orders there, and sometimes I forget that I order. It's happened before. I'm kind of forgetful with my ordering, and I'm like, oh, I ordered that, you know, in the middle of the night along with 8 other things, and you know, it sucks to pay the return postage, but it's, you know, it happens. So.
Oh yes, sir. I understand. I've done the same thing before, so I completely understand that 100%.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and just letting you guys know on your end, you know, if it does end up popping up on my account, then I've talked to you about it.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I would like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
You too, sir.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.